hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk. Is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to the straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, May Day. May Day. It's Commie Day. Why aren't we sending off fireworks? We practice more communism and socialism in here in this country than most of the communist countries do. It is, as I said, May 1, 09.
May Day, May Day.
You know, my producer is sitting here going through a magazine. Where did you get this magazine anyhow? Did Carrie leave this? Oh, okay. And it's a family circle. It's the April 1st edition. I guess it was an April Fool's edition. The producer's going through this, and he walks in and he says, look at this. And it's an advertisement for corn syrup. And it is paid for by the Corn Refiners Association. And here's a picture. And one guy is telling this woman, my dry cleaner says high fructose corn syrup is loaded with calories. And the response from the woman is, a registered dietitian presses your shirts? Okay, it gets a little bit more confusing from there. Wonder what the facts are about high fructose corn syrup? Well, you're in for a sweet surprise. That's because it's natural. Yeah, nutritionally the same as table sugar and has the same number of calories. And like sugar, should be enjoyed in moderation. To learn the facts, please visit our new sweetsurprise.com website. You know, I mean, folks, this is not out of the ordinary that somebody has a vested interest in making money would advertise something that is, shall we say, not quite factual. Oh, no, they'll shut down alternative medicine sites, but no, we'll just let people plug high fructose corn syrup as if to say, in the innuendo here is that, well, there's nothing wrong with high fructose corn syrup. There's nothing wrong with genetically modified corn. You know, if that's the case, why did everybody freak out? Wasn't that, Michael, wasn't that about a year ago when they were using the genetically modified corn stuff in Taco Bell shells? The entire nation freaked out. You know what happened to Taco Bell sales? They couldn't give the doggone things away. I mean, they literally couldn't. I mean, it was almost like a ghost town. Remember the tomato scare? Was that last year or this year? Well, we can't serve tomatoes. There might be something wrong with them. Well, I think the fact is what was wrong with them is they came from Mexico, right? Yeah. And folks, we're into crisis management mode. I don't care if it's peanuts or tomatoes. I was in the grocery store the other day. I couldn't find hardly any produce that was grown in this country. It either said Mexico or Canada. Where are they growing in Canada? Aren't they still under 6 foot of snow? Maybe it was left over from last year. Maybe it was irradiated. Maybe that's it. They're just rotating their stock. Open phone Friday, folks. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, after the horsey runs out of the barn, I guess that the barn that's on fire and is already burnt down and just the door is standing, so I guess it doesn't matter if you close it or not. Ron Paul is having some success here in Washington, D.C. with the bill to audit the Federal Reserve. And his message is simply, he says, as we reflect on President Obama's first 100 days in office, which, by the way, I read another story. He's as popular, Obama is, as Jimmy Carter was in his first 100 days. I think about a 46% approval rating. And why did they vote to peanut picker from Georgia? Well, remember, who was it? It was Gerald Ford. Yeah, that's the president that kept falling over things. Thank you, Chevy Chase. Those images will forever be burned into my brain. Because Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon. And this was more of a vote that, well, the heck with you, Ford. You know, we're going to go with old Jimmy Carter, which they did. And a lot of people regretted it. At any rate, I'm going to keep going down memory lane here. Let me get this thing out of here. He says the hundreds of billions of dollars in taxpayer bailouts of Wall Street and the just-passed budget, a staggering $3.4 trillion boondoggle. He said, I wanted to share some good news with you. There's good news somewhere? Okay, I'm listening. I'm all ears, Ron. He says, as I write, H.R. 1207, my bill to audit the Federal Reserve, currently has 110 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. This piece of legislation is perhaps the most important of my career, and I thank you for your continued support in sending me back to Congress to fight for it. A broad coalition of representatives has joined me in supporting your right to transparency at the Fed. I can see what they've done, but for the sake of this. For example, Representative Tom Price out of Georgia, head of the Conservative Republican Study Committee, Representative Lynn Woolsey, California, former head of the Liberal Progressive Caucus, have both co-sponsored the bill. Americans from all over the political spectrum are demanding an audit of the Fed Reserve, and with good reason, he says. Since its inception, the Federal Reserve has operated without sufficient transparency or accountability to the American people. In fact, current law specifically excludes the Fed from audit or real congressional oversight. No governmental agency has such an utter lack of sunshine. The Federal Reserve has created and dispersed trillions of dollars in response to our current financial crisis. Of course, I'm among the most outspoken critics of the bailouts, but Americans across the nation, regardless of their opinion of the TARP program, want to know where the money has gone and exactly how much has been spent. H.R. 1207 will open up the Fed's funding facilities, such as the Primary Dealer Credit Facility, Term Securities Lending Facility, and Term Asset-Backed Securities Lending Facility to congressional oversight. Additionally, audits could include discount window operations, open market operations, and agreements with foreign central banks, such as the ongoing dollar swap operations with European central banks. By opening all Fed operations to a GAO audit and calling for such an audit to be completed by the end of 2010, the H.R. 1207 would achieve much-needed transparency of the Fed Reserve. He signs off by saying, times are tough and we continue to hear a stream of bad news, but I will continue to stand up for you in Congress and fight for our freedom. And thank you again for your support, and Ron Paul. Are they going to look at how much money did the Fed Reserve pay on their profits to the IRS by way of taxes on income? How much? The answer? Zero. Brett in California. Hello, Brett. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
It's great to get back with you. I found you again after a long time of kind of being out of the loop.
Well,
on certain
ends. That's okay. I lost my way for a time as well.
Yeah.
But anyhow, what's on your mind?
You know, that's great to audit the Federal Reserve. But I wish Ron Paul would take it to where it needs to go with it. I think he's fallen short there from what I understand of what you just read. You know, the Federal Reserve is private owned. Everybody knows that. And the IRS is simply just another tentacle of that system. So, of course, they're not going to audit themselves. And what we need to do is, there's a buyback clause, if I remember correctly, in the Federal Reserve Amendment, and that's what Kennedy was doing, and that's ultimately what got him killed. If we could, that's what needs to happen. The Federal Reserve needs to go by the wayside. The central bank needs to be booted out of here, rout the vipers out like Andy Jackson did, and give the Congress back their constitutional duty to coin and print money.
You know, and I know, that that's the solution to the problem. But I think what's going on, and I've gotten a pretty good idea of how Ron Paul approaches things in the political arena. And from his number one in command out of his office in Washington, D.C., I think where this is going, because Ron Paul wants to see the Fed gone as well.
Right.
I think what's going to happen with this is we get the audit and open up the Fed Reserve and look at their books, and I think it's going to shock and wake a lot of people up, and I think that's what's going to start to furor politically to
right.
dump the Fed. So I think Ron is taking, and I can't speak for him, I'm not authorized to put words in Mr. Paul's mouth, but I'm just saying, I've watched the guy very closely, I've talked to people that were right next to him, and I've done so over the last several years, so I got a good, pretty good flavor, a snapshot of how this guy does things and how he thinks, and I think that's the approach he's taken. It's the political approach, you know, no great waves.
Right.
If he were to come out and keep banging on, well, we need to dump the Fed Reserve, we need to dump the Fed Reserve, we need to, you know, he's going to go nowhere.
Right.
So he's trying the saner approach to approach this and say, well, let's just take a look at what the Fed has been up to.
Right. In other words, he's taking them from the flanks instead of head on.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's he's pretty smart and pretty shrewd. Yeah, yeah. That's fair. You're very right about that.
So, I mean, it's one thing to be an army of one and charge an army of 500. You know,
yes, sir.
Go out in a blaze of glory, as they say. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, in a way, I'm glad Ron Paul didn't get the nomination. I mean, I supported him and still support him, you know, because I think he could really do more good. Like you said, he could do more good where he's at.
Well, he believes
yes
that.
No.
He believes that. But I believe that the federal government is so far gone that we couldn't pedal fast enough. We couldn't run hard enough. We couldn't work 29 hours a day, day in and day out for the rest of our lives, to even come close to catching up to Washington, D.C.'s treachery.
Yeah.
I think, Brett, after watching this whole political, I mean, and you're talking to a guy that can actually remember the campaign slogans between Nixon and Kennedy back in 1960. And I do remember as a kid looking at the TV and going, why is Nixon sweating so much? You know, it must be hot there. I mean, but after watching politics for all of these years, I think, Brett, it's time for us to drop back to the state level.
Right.
I mean, look, you got Arnie Schwarzenegger out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't you like to put this guy on a plane back to Austria?
Oh, shoot, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him to go Sieg Heil Hitler,
yeah.
You know, like he did when he was a kid.
So the point is that and I heard D.V. Kidd on a rebroadcast today. She was on Barbara Jean's program on the network. And she made some very astute observations. She said, you know, politically we've all been primed and we've all been taught to accept that, well, vote for at least that person that's against abortion. They're a pro-lifer.
Right.
You know, even though that they voted for the Patriot Act, even though they voted for TARP, even though that the guy is just a scumbag in every other measurable account, we have been tricked into, well, vote for that guy because he's kind of conservative, or at least on this particular subject.
Right.
She said, why do we keep doing this? Why
exactly.
do we not vote in people that are and if this is your persuasion, and I know it is, Brett, and you're out there in California, God love you for holding the fort out there. But, you know, I mean, if you're anti-abortion or, more importantly, pro-life,
right.
I don't like anti-anything. I'm very pro-government. I'm not anti-government. But you find somebody and you support those people, you work for them, that have the views on a constitutional basis that are a good mirror of what you want in office.
Exactly.
But we keep in voting for these incumbents. I mean, we just witnessed sheer insanity in this country in the installment of the abomination on January 17th of this year. This country has stone gone nuts.
You know, I started something out here. I know you got to take your break.
Yeah.
But I started something out here going around and, you know, like how the kids do, you know, with the chain letters on the cell phones and stuff.
Yeah, hang on a second. Sure. Open Phone Friday, folks, 800-313-9443. I'm going to tell you what a member of parliament in Jolly Old has said about the banks. Cover that as well this afternoon. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608, and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Back. Brett in California were saying something about chain letters.
Yep.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, it was just something I did for the election. One of the many things that I try to do out here, you know. All I said was show your disgust and distrust, vote out all incumbents, and no on all propositions. You know, we circulated that around for, you know, as long as we could. And that's stuff that we can hang on to and do, you know,
yeah, but
next time.
The problem I keep seeing resurfacing, Brett, is that people don't know why they need to do that.
Right.
I mean, it,
right.
You know, sound bites are good, but they don't have the real understanding outside of their sheer disgust of what they've seen, the choices being made by our politicians on how they're governing, if you can even call it that. That's a joke anymore.
Right.
Governing in their respective offices. And that's why it's so important that we have an informed electorate.
Exactly.
You know, not these popcorn munching, beer drinking, you know, fantasy island shows or, you know, what do they call them? What's the real life shows there? Reality TV shows. Yeah, that shows you how much I watch them.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know, even William Cooper, God rest his soul, said that folks, that people in general will have an idea, will know that something is wrong, but they will not necessarily know where to go to look to find the answers, which is why I do what I do out here. You know, I make and hand out videos by the dozens on a daily, weekly, semi, every other day, whatever, as many as, I mean, I bought a computer just specifically so I can burn 9/11 videos and hand out at Walmart, the gas station, and wherever. I've got all the bumper stickers on my vehicle. I even painted stuff on the back of my trailer. You know, it's up to us, the people out here that know, have a little bit of knowing what's going on, to point the other goyim into the right direction just so they can find their answers, and maybe we can wake enough people up and stand up together. Because, I mean, if what they're going to do to us in September, if that's true, I don't know. I sent you the...
Yeah, and you know what? I just think it's more hysteria. Yes, I do. They're trying their damnedest to knock us off our spots, to preoccupy us with everything else.
Uh-huh.
I firmly believe that. Do you know how many times in the last 15 years people have spelled the end of the world to me?
Oh, yeah. You know, hey, the Bible says no man knoweth the hour or the day.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you know, that's basically for the end of the planet, mm-hmm. or at least the end of us.
Right.
But, you know, I see so, and people have better get focused. I've talked to some cold but serious people that were pretty entrenched in their ways, which I considered not to be that good, but I didn't argue with them.
Uh-huh.
I just said, look, I'm not going to try to shift you off of your thought paradigm here, but what I am going to do is I'm going to give you some information, and then I'm going to make the observation, and I'm going to tell you that while you're sitting over there with your agenda and you have your blinders on to all else,
right,
everything else is going on. And what they're going to do is pull the rug out from all of us, out from under all of us, and we're not even going to have a free piece of common ground in which to carry on any sort of argument, let alone discussion in the future. So let's stop playing these games.
Yeah.
You know, what I would suggest to you, take something more current. Forget the 9/11 stuff. That was September of what, 01?
Right.
We're in 09 now.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people say that, John, and I tend to agree, except for the one thing that I found, that the 9/11 stuff on the street works the best. I just use it for the initial eye-opener, you know what I mean? Because the Patriot Act, I mean, look at everything they've done to us since September the 11th. You know, and
well, if you've got a compilation, and when you say 9/11 video to me, I am going through my mind all the stuff that I have read and seen,
right,
about the planes, the towers, Building 7, explosives, was it holographic material, you know, on and on and on and on and on and on it goes.
Right.
Without ever asking the real question, why did it happen? Not how it happened.
But why?
But why?
Exactly, and that's what I'm getting to.
Yeah,
I know a cat out here by the name of David Chandler who works real closely with architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth,
mm-hmm.
And he does a lot of the scientific on the how. Me, I'm like you. I want to know the why.
Yeah,
but the whys are obvious.
Maybe to you or I,
right?
But not to that person that you're trying to slap awake. And what I have a tendency to do, Brett,
mm-hmm.
and it's very easy to explain this without all kinds of theories,
right?
Is that A, we're in some serious trouble. B, you're about one mortgage payment away from being out on the street. C, oh, guess what? By the way, it's Congress is supposed to coin money and regulate the value thereof, and we've got a private corporation dealing the dirty deeds to us, and by the way, it's unconstitutional and also illegal. That gets their attention. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, I wish the professor and Sherman, his assistant, remember the old Bullwinkle cartoon? We did have a Wayback Machine. I'd like to go on November 22nd, 1963. And be on that street corner before they march the president up the one side of the all-seeing eye in front of the Masonic reflecting pole down there. Just an accident. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. And yell out, "There's a sniper, Mr. President. Duck." But you know what they're still doing to this day? Well, it was the driver. Did you see that flash, that cleaned-up Zapruder film? It was the driver that killed the president. There were multiple shots coming from the grassy knoll. Maybe it was the guy on the sixth story of the building there, old Lee Harvey. But they never, ever asked the question, why? I don't care if it was a driver. I don't care if it was Lee Harvey. I don't care if it was 20 people that fired a shot from the grassy knoll. You know how many people had to be in on that to make that particular circumstance happen? FBI, Secret Service. I've seen the films. Secret Service guys are standing around doing the no-necker with the palms up, going, shrugging their shoulders, going, "What's going on?" Totally outside of anything that they've been taught as far as protocol and
doing their job to secure the safety of the presidency. So there's a whole lot of people in on this deal, and I don't really care how many people were in on it. Probably never find out. Probably half of those people are dead by now. And the majority of them probably murdered off for what they knew. But the real question to ask is, why was he killed? Same thing that wasn't really asked that often about 9/11. Why was that done? And of course, in the aftermath, we can conveniently say, well, look what we have here. You know, it brought in the Patriot Act. It helped foster the police state. It was the offensive against Al-Qaeda. Look, we're going after the terrorist. We can name an sundry of different reasons. But the one question is really not asked repeatedly, because there can be no legitimate answer from the powers that be as to why it happened. Why? They hated our freedom? I remember George Bush saying that. Well, one of the reasons 9/11, they hate our freedom. So what did he promptly do? He was the lead man in taking away Americans' freedom. And I think even the most ill-informed, disconnected, bump-on-a-log American is starting to get the feeling, gee, something just ain't right. Well, let me look around the landscape here. Nope, something ain't right. Kate in Kentucky. Hello, Kate.
How are you, John?
Hello.
Well, I have to say, as an auditor myself, the who, what, when, where, how questions exist, and I just want to know where they're going to hire the people to audit the Fed. Because I, for one, don't need any more chickens nailed to my door, or threats you'll never work in this town again, or things like this happening. During the Sarbanes-Oxley audit, auditor affirmative action hiring process, I've audited I don't know how many Fortune 50 500 companies. And the PCAOB, the Public Companies and Accounting and Oversight Board, mandated that the financial side and the IT audit side should be combined so that they get a more sleek process to this. Now, I'm an IT auditor. That means that I look at access to programs. I look at changes to the programs. I look at all kinds of criteria like that. Now, I, for one, am not going to volunteer to audit the Fed. Even though it's on my screensaver, I'm not going to audit the Fed unless somebody guarantees me a private island that I can go to. I mean, I have seen things in these companies, and I was based in Europe 3 years ago, and that was pretty interesting. But, I mean, you just don't do it. I mean, it's not going to happen. This is a privately held corporation with feeder banks. There's no way to audit the Fed. I mean, what are you going to do? Look at a bottom line transfer? That can be changed a million ways from Sunday. I think that the people who are saying just abolish the stupid thing are on the right track. And as a native New Yorker myself, you have to ask yourself who, what, when, where, how, and why. And it's great that people hand out these CDs and things, and I thank them for it because I've lost many people dear to me. But if you don't have a step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, what are we going to do about it? Nobody's going to really listen to you. They're just not. And so, again, I've worked for two of the big four companies as an auditor, an IT auditor, though. And I don't know where you're going to get the people to do it. And how are you going to guarantee the independence that's required of an auditor? I mean, are you going to get only people from Harvard and Yale? Well, those people aren't going to be independent.
Well, who was it that audited Enron?
I didn't. That was Arthur Anderson. I've never worked for Arthur Anderson, and I've been I'm 54 years old. I guarantee you, I'd never work for them.
Yeah, well, but the point is, and I understand it's a point well taken. You know, figures lie and liars figure, and there's a myriad of different ways that, but I think, you know, what you've said here that you don't want a chicken nailed to your front door, I think that's exactly what Ron Paul is trying to create here. He's trying to create a movement, at least of politicians that he works with every single day in Washington, D.C. He's trying to gather these folks up to garner some courage, you know, because I'm sure Dr. Paul doesn't want to be the singular guy that has a chicken or a chicken claw not, you know, nailed to his front door of his house down in Victoria Lake. You know, so, you know, will it accomplish what it is intended to do? I think it'll accomplish enough. I think it'll refocus once again in this country on banking and banking practices that will give people that want to come out in support of Dr. Paul or Dennis Kucinich about ending the Fed. I think it will allow us the opportunity to show our support for these people, and I think it's overall a good thing. But as far as you going to work and auditing the Fed, hey, I don't blame you. But you know what? I would, because I don't care. Kate, you're talking to a man that has come to the realization that I don't have anything to lose. And those are the most dangerous people on the face of this planet. Ask any mercenary. They're there for a paycheck. Ask any soldier. Well, they're there to protect freedom and liberty, but, you know, they'll duck a little bit in a foxhole. But a person that's stone does not have anything to lose has a heck of a lot less to fear.
You know what? I don't care either. I'm an old gal. I know where I was when JFK died. And I turned to my mother, I was in third grade, and said, yep, you can talk to Johnson about that one. And she just looked at me like I was from Mars. And then when my cousin came back from Vietnam in 67, my whole family's been like this my whole life. I mean, I've put my tail on the line many times, but auditing the Fed is not one of those things I'm going to do, because I don't even see the point of, oh, let's go rally around and vote for somebody. What? We're going to get who we get. That's not, the solution is not going to be in your vote.
Well, you're demonstrating what all the pratfalls and the pitfalls are. It is somebody like you that has been through the rat maze to start thinking about a possible solution and to come up with plan A and plan B, because you've been there, you've done that. So I will, Kate, this has all fallen on your shoulders now. You are the one responsible for how we go about auditing the Fed. Congratulations.
Oh, good for you. Oh, good for you. You know, I mean, I'm all for you. I mean, it's just like they're not going to take me down. I mean, I may be walking on one and a half legs, but I've got a baton in my pocket. So.
I'm telling you. I mean, I am just... Kate, I don't know how many different ways that I can express this to let people know. Folks, you don't have anything else left to lose, so you might as well go for broke.
You know what else we should do? We should support Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, I think that would be a great idea, because I'd like to get in about a few million more people's ears.
Well, I've got links to everything that I know of, and... it's just amazing. I mean, I left New York City and lost some of my dearest people there because of a threat from an audit. But guess what? I'm not dead yet. So they better fear and fear big, because I'm there.
All I can say to you is, Katie, bar the door and crack the books.
Hence, Katie.
thank
you, John.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck. Good luck to you.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let me take, Lindsay, hang on a second. I'm going to take George in Texas through his call. Lindsay's calling in with a few clips here on Cynthia McKinney. I'm sure Cynthia McKinney has been called a few things by the very people that own the press and the media in this country. They had a large hand in, well, making or breaking politicians. Let me go here to George first. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
You know, the thing is, looking at all these diversions, this swine flu diversion, that's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
because I think the fear spread farther than the virus did.
Yeah.
And I can tell you one thing, more people are diagnosed with tuberculosis today than this swine flu.
And what did I tell you, George? You can be my own testimonial here. While I was watching the bankers and what they were up to, and other people were still talking about 9-11, 9-11, 9-11, 9-11, I told them to shut up, shut that down, pay attention, because here is the people that are the prime motivators. Here are the people that are the prime players for world government and domination. You know, and, you know, we could talk about JFK, and we could talk about 9-11, and we can talk about this or that or the other, but we have some very, very serious, fundamental problems in this country that unless they're addressed and resolved, ain't any argument about anything else going to do anything at all.
Well, I'm through with these red herrings of JFK, 9-11 truth, and all that stuff. That's all that is a red herring. And I think John, you made the example not going along with these red herrings. I mean, because you look at like the bankers, you know, and these politicians, they think they're untouchable. Well, good. Well, I pray to God that they're not going to be untouchable much longer.
Well, and you know, the people that guard these people, I want something. And this goes back to human nature. It goes back to how people feed themselves and how they make their livings. These people are guarded by mercenaries. That's what they are, security for hire. And you know how you buy off their security? You offer them more money than what their employers are offering them. And they will act as a gate. They'll pivot on one point or one foot, and they will let you buy when the time comes. I want a world, a just world. The only way we're going to get a just world is when we start lining up the criminals for trial. And then whatever the appropriate punishment for their crimes are, that we do it, and we do it with zeal, I guess you could say.
Like, one thing is, like, people tell me, nah, I can't go that path, like, with the pharmaceutical companies in this supposedly pandemic. I think when it's all said and done, we should be doing investigating these pharmaceutical companies and going to these state grand juries.
Well, and I'll tell you a perfect argument to this, what I just said. You just saw what has happened since last September in this country with the banks, with our complicit Congress. You have seen monumental ripoffs of unbelievable and almost uncalculable scale. But who's gone to jail over it?
No one.
That's right. And who's been said that they were guilty? Well, you might have to pay a little fine. You give a little bonus back. But, hey, you know, in the greater scheme of things, we're going to all get through this. And by the way, Mrs. and Mr. Taxpayer, you're going to have to bail us out. But that's okay. It's for all of us, and we'll all sing kumbaya.
Next thing you do, we'll be passing a bailout bill for Sandy Berger because he's broke paying his $50 fine for robbing the archives.
Yeah. And the criminality, it goes on. And people have got to understand that when we get rid of the banks, we get rid of that corrupt money, we get rid of the corrupt corporations that deal with the money, and the banks own most of those corporations anyhow. You know, just they own General Motors now, and they own Chrysler, for gosh sakes. You know, I mean, people have got to understand that you take that big money and that power influence out of the government, and then when we have a problem of day-to-day import problems concerning our lives, the safety, security of this country, issues such as that, we go to our representatives and say, hey, Mr. Representative, you need to deal with this. You need to bring up a vote on this. You need to change this. You need to go round up your little Indians here on the Hill, and you've got to do something about this because it's illegal, immoral, unethical, unconstitutional, and everything else. We're not going to arrive at that point until we get these moneyed interests the hell out of Washington, D.C. And I'm not just talking about a few people to make a few campaign contributions. I am talking about the core of the rotten, corrupt power that controls Washington, D.C., and it is the banks and Wall Street.
Well, you think we can indict these people on the state level in the grand jury?
That is an interesting thought. We can't seem to bring up charges in a federal court and get too far. I mean, I've seen Henry Kissinger. Wasn't he proclaimed by the World Court that he's a war criminal? I still see him walking around. I don't see him nabbed. I don't see him taken into a court of justice. I still see him on TV. I still see him giving speeches for fat honorariums.
Well, but I think at the state level we're going to have to deal with the banksters, these Monsanto, and all these people.
As a country, we need to deal with the Fed as a country on the state level. And I have said this so many times, George, I'm sick of saying it. That's why I want a Ron Paul to skedaddle his butt back from that corrupt cesspool known as the District of Criminals, where the Genoveses and the Gambinos have set up shop. And I want to put up the stop sign to the Fed right in our own backyards. And damn, Texas is a big backyard. Did anybody notice?
Well, I just hope that option of him running for governor is not off the table.
I hope not either.
It seems like he hasn't taken it off the table.
Well, he hasn't exactly enshrined it on the table either. Thanks for your call. Thanks, George. We'll be right back, folks.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Back. Lindsay in Atlanta, you had sent me.
Hey, John.
Hey,
look,
yeah.
This information is extremely important for your listeners to hear. It's more than just a couple of clips from this interview as posted on the infounderground.com.
Okay, and let's get to the clips because we're going to run out of time here.
Right.
What are the clips, and then we'll talk more about it.
Okay, so you'll carry me over into
the second
hour.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, firstly, let me give the clips total more than 5 minutes, John. So let me give the background for the interview first, and then we can do the clips second hour. Is that okay? Because they total more than 5 minutes together.
No, actually, it's 4 minutes and 11 seconds.
Okay.
I could have got those clips, but now that you didn't let me do the clips, now I'm going to be forced to do them in the next hour, and I'm going to be interrupted by a five after break. No, trust me, Lindsay, I know what I'm doing as a talk show host. I've been doing it long enough. Okay. More background here.
All right. Well, we can do the first one if you want. It's only 2 minutes. You want to do the first one?
Yeah, let's do the first one.
Okay. The first one is Cynthia McKinney talking about there's an understanding of every member of the House and Senate once they get into their seats that whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. And she was an eyewitness to all of this happening.
Okay, and the interview was done by Noel Ognier?
Right. Of theinfounderground.com. Theinfounderground.com.
Okay,
yes,
let me now play the clip. Okay, go ahead.
Cindy, I mean, actually, in your day-to-day, during your six terms, how did these people? You must have had some interaction with AIPAC and these different pro-Israel lobbies. How did that go on? You get memos, emails, facts saying, "Listen, we'd like your support." I mean, obviously, which I'll get onto shortly, is the 9/11 incident. I've also come across in my research that the black or minority congressmen that head to Washington, especially the black Congress people, are instantly treated as anti-Semites and are controlled by that. Can you verify that's true?
Well, there's a methodology that is employed that allows one to be categorized with respect to one's affinity for the pro-Israel cause. And so that methodology includes, for example, a statement or a signing of...
All right. Where did that music just come from? You screwed up. Why? Because you're playing with a computer. Now back it up and find exactly. This is your punishment. And you're on the spot for it. All right. Tell you what. When we get back, second hour, we'll pick up where you screwed off. And Lindsay, we'll play that other clip. And we'll take more of your calls this afternoon as well. But just don't run them through this guy. I'll have Manny answer the phones. He'll screw that up. 800-313-9443. They don't call him Manimal for nothing. All right. We'll take the break. We'll be back.
With recent